We seem to hear about new discoveries in genetics almost every day. So why aren't new gene therapies flooding the market? What do these breakthroughs really mean? Sometimes a visible trait, called a phenotype, is caused by an easily identified gene. If that certain gene is present, then the phenotype is visible in the person. The brown eye gene creates a brown-eyed person. But this situation is actually quite rare. Many traits, like right or left-handedness, or even diseases, have a genetic basis but do not have a single gene that can be identified as the cause. Scientists believe that these phenotypes are caused by more than one gene working together. Multiple gene phenotypes are very complex because small variations in the number, location, and linkage between the genes can cause different phenotypes. Say, for example, that 9 genes are involved in a certain disease. 5 genes working together cause the disease, and 3 offer protection from it. Scientists would have to figure out which genes did what and which phenotype or visible trait went with which combination of genes. For example, if you inherited 3 causal genes and 2 protected genes, would you get the disease? What about 5 in 1 or 1 in 3? On top of this, many phenotypes have an environmental component and depend in some way on the person's circumstances. So when you hear about new discoveries in genetics, you'll know that discovering a single gene is often only the beginning. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Sylvia Pambukian with help from Patricia Foster in biology. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.